Your SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is loading now. Today's SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is sponsored by Purdy Insurance, Market Street, Sunbury, and online at PurdyInsurance.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors Ford in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza is going green.
Not that kind of green.
Sunbury Motors has every new vehicle on the lot clearly marked with a green sales tag. Choose from over 25 2012 Ford Escapes that get up to 28 mpg, and they start at just $19,880. And the all-new 2013 Escape is in stock for immediate delivery. The 2012 Ford Fiesta gets up to 40 mpg and starts at $13,975. The 2012 Ford Focus also gets up to 40 miles per gallon, and they're on sale as low as $14,980. SMC has the most fuel-efficient full-size truck on the market, the Ford F-150. They get up to 23 mpg, and there's over 50 F-Series to choose from, as low as $24,989. Remember, every new vehicle from Sunbury Motors gets an extra set of tires. Hurry into SMC and save some green on the most fuel-efficient vehicles during the June Green Tax Sales Event. Sunbury Motor Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, proudly serving the Susquehanna Valley and the coal region since 1915.
You just don't think about insurance. You buy a home, you take out a policy, and you forget about it until something happens and you need it. Then you think about insurance a lot. My agent recommended insurance from Selective. Insurance for our home and property, jewelry, even the food in our refrigerator. Selective thinks about everything, so I don't have to.
Selective. Response is everything. Get to know us at Selective.com.
Get to know your local Selective agent, Purdy Insurance, on Market Street in Sunbury or at PurdyInsurance.com. Find out what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Trust, estate planning, and financial advice require experience, and you deserve the best.
Northumberland National Bank, nothing too big or too proud. Northumberland National Bank, we don't just follow the crowd.
Scott Heinzelman and Julie Rodkey have broad banking backgrounds. As officers of the Estate Planning and Financial Services, they're experts in helping customers achieve their financial goals. With over 54 years of banking experience, they've developed a very personal approach in working with clients. After all, isn't that what you're looking for in a bank relationship?
We're used to dealing with problems, standing by you through it all.
Come to the Northumberland National Bank on Front Street, Northumberland, on 4th Street, Sunbury, Lorry Lane and Hummel's Wharf, Port Treverton and Middleburg. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The customer always comes first.
Okay, so you put off those special home improvement projects till the weather got warmer. Well, now it is warm, so why are you still putting them off? Get them done fast and the right way with help from Lewisburg Builder Supply. They are your local convenience source for hardware, building materials, tools, and home improvement products. Working on a new deck? Putting on a new coat of paint? See Lewisburg Builder Supply. They're large enough to help you with any size project, but small enough to care about your needs. Stop by today on Route 15 and Hafer Road, Lewisburg.
News Radio 1070 WKOK, your source for news, weather, and sports, also gives you the biggest hits and the big misses of the silver screen. Listen Fridays as I, Movie Mike, give you my aisle seat perspective on the newest releases playing in the central Susquehanna Valley. Let me help you decide which movies to see and which to avoid. Your source for news, weather, sports, and entertainment is News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Get expert insight into the markets and the economy with the Wall Street Journal Report, weekdays on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Tune in at 25 and 55 past the hour early mornings and late afternoons to hear about global markets and financial headlines and learn how they could affect your bottom line.
With lost trade secrets leading to lost jobs, the FBI is stepping up efforts to stop foreign spies from stealing information from U.S. companies.
Listen for the Wall Street Journal Report early mornings and late afternoons weekdays on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
1 in 4 U.S. babies are at risk for severe infections because they're not completely vaccinated by age 2.
My 3-year-old couldn't breathe, so we rushed him to the hospital. I was told he had a vaccine-preventable disease. We had delayed his vaccinations. Now Matthew is getting caught up on his vaccines.
Babies are at greatest risk for infectious diseases. That's why these early vaccines are so important.
No parent should watch their baby suffer.
To make on-time vaccination easy, visit pkids.org, a message from parents of kids with infectious diseases.
You know, there's nothing funnier in life than watching Kevin Hurt dance to this. Welcome to the show. Great to have you with us. It was another fun-filled Phillies weekend. Our number 1-800-795-9565. The Phillies, let's go with the positive spin on the weekend. The Phillies didn't lose any ground because the Yankees swept the Nationals. Unbelievable. And now Cole Hamels goes, I think, Wednesday night. And a big decision is looming large on what to do with Cole Hamels. It is a huge decision. He is a free agent at the end of this year. And I think that they are in a precarious position. I mean, that's what I think they are right now. They're in a precarious position where they have to make a long-term decision as to whether he is the ace of their staff to the end of the decade. That's what they have to make a decision on. Is Cole Hamels the ace of the staff to the end of the decade? So, that is a problem. I mean, there are a lot of decisions that need to be made here, and we have the minor league season about to start with tonight. The Spikes opening up at Williamsport. It'll be at historic Bowman Field. And tomorrow, we are going to have the entire show for Medler Field at Lebronto Park. And the reason being, is that it'll have an opportunity with both local teams going at it head-to-head. So we'll have a series of guests tomorrow from the ballpark. We'll do the show from 3 to 5 tomorrow at the ballpark, with the start of the New York Penn League season. Which brings up the fact that right now, many of the draft choices under the new draft rules have signed. I will give Major League Baseball a tremendous amount of credit in this regard. They have, to their credit, been able to, under the new draft rules, get players in. In fact, the Pirates, for example, are able to get their first supplemental pick in. He's here in State College, the Barnes kid. He'll be playing. But, for example, and I'll give you an example of a guy, is Mark Appel. Mark Appel, some thought, might be the first overall pick in the draft, and Houston passed on him. They went a different direction. And then he fell to 2, and then he fell to 3, and then he fell to 4, and then he fell to 5, 6, 7, and then finally at 8, the Pirates, who had really wanted to draft a position player first, looked at him and said, look, best player available, let's draft him. So they do. It is no surprise, and you'll see this with every first-round pick in the draft, although you notice how the Phillies signed the Watson kid already. He was the 40th player taken. And he's, you know, high school player, Remember the pattern. High school player, they'll send you to the Gulf Coast League. College player, they'll send you to the New York Penn League. New York Penn League's far more advanced. And that's where Williamsport State College, and they'll open tonight. So I'll get a good look at some of those Philly prospects coming up tonight. And I'm anxious to talk about these Philly prospects. We'll see them over the next 4 days, both the Phillies and the Pirates prospects going head-to-head the next 4 days, two at historic Bowman Field tonight and Wednesday night, and then at Medler Field, Lebronto Park tomorrow and Thursday. And we will get a read on both franchises in tomorrow's show to talk about a variety of things. We'll talk with both broadcasters. I mean, I'm one of the broadcasters for the Spikes, obviously, but Joe Putnam is my broadcast partner who's been outstanding to work with for 5 years. And we'll get Todd, obviously, Todd Bartley. We'll reel him in from the Crosscutters and talk about them as well. But we'll get a good look at both franchises over the next 4 days, the prospects from both. The new draft rules have forced players to sign sooner and get them into the system sooner. It used to be that you would wait till August 15th if you were the first pick. Gerrit Cole out of UCLA was the first overall pick in last year's draft. He was selected by the Pirates. He did not sign until August 15th. He is pitching, by the way, in AA in Altoona on Wednesday night. And he, by all accounts, has been an excellent prospect to look at so far. But the new draft rule now states that everybody must be signed by the All-Star break, and if you're not signed by the All-Star break, you're back into the draft. There is a draft slot for each guy, the number that that player is supposed to receive. I believe the draft slot for Mark Appel with the 8th overall pick is $3.5 million. Now, you're saying to yourself, why hasn't he signed yet for $1 million? Scott Boras is his agent. And believe me, his agent is a big reason why he wasn't the first overall. Shell finally said, look, let's reel this in, because what's the return? There isn't any return, at least initially. It takes a long time. You know, every once in a while, you get a draft that is a special draft, but you have to realize it takes years for some of these guys to get here. Okay? Years for them to get to the major leagues. All right? And when you look at that, at how long it takes, I mean, the 2005 Major League Draft is a great example of a rich draft where players were taken and did well. Justin Upton of Arizona was the first round pick, was the first overall pick. Alex Gordon was second. Jeff Clement was third. Ryan Zimmerman of the Nationals was fourth. Ryan Braun of the Brewers was fifth. Ricky Romero was sixth. Troy Tulowitzki of the Rockies was seventh. Then there's Wade Townsend, Mike Pelfrey of the Mets, who was in and out, right? Okay. Andrew McCutchen was 11th. Jay Bruce was 12th. I mean, that is the draft. I mean, Jacoby Ellsbury was 23rd. The 2005 draft was a rich draft. 8 All-Star players picked in the first 23 picks. Now, John Mayberry, by the way, was also one of them with the Phillies. He was drafted by the Rangers 19th. Matt Garza. But again, for every Matt Garza, who's outstanding, you have Craig Hansen, whom everybody thought was going to be great with the Red Sox, and is washed out. Hansen was the 26th pick. Sometimes you get those supplemental picks, they work out okay. Clay Buchholz, certainly one of them. This is the 2005 draft. This is 7 years ago. 7 years ago. So you look at a kid like Mark Appel. Okay? His agent, Scott Boras. They'll push it to the limit, for example. They'll push it to the limit. And then a decision will be made. And, you know, over the years, he's taken guys and he's thrown them into, the independent league and playing for the St. Paul Saints and things like that. Appel does have another year of college if he so desires to go back to college and then re-enter the draft. But here's the risk. The risk is as follows. There's $3.5 million sitting on the table for him. $3.5 million. And I'm talking to all you people up and down the Susquehanna Valley. How many of you have $3.5 million? How many of you fighting your guts out every single month to make sure you make every bill payment? He has $3.5 million sitting on the table. On the table. It's right there in front of him. And he's waiting, and I don't blame him for waiting. I mean, the rest certainly will benefit him. But there's no leverage here. Right? The Pittsburgh Steelers drafted David DeCastro number one out of Stanford like Mark Appel. But the difference between David DeCastro and Mark Appel is David DeCastro is going to start for the Pittsburgh Steelers at guard. He'll start. DeCastro needs the Steelers. The Steelers need DeCastro. They need him now. They needed David DeCastro now. RG3 is needed now by the Washington Redskins. Andrew Luck is needed now by the Indianapolis Colts. Anthony Davis in basketball will be the first pick in the NBA draft next week. The New Orleans Hornets need Anthony Davis now. The Pirates don't need Mark Appel now or next year or the year after. He won't be ready to pitch in the major leagues until probably 2015 at the earliest. Maybe 2014 if he's that advanced. That's 2 years. David DeCastro is starting in August for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He will be the left guard next to Pouncey, the center. He's starting. They need him now. Thus, he has leverage, even though he's slotted, and then he'll eventually sign for the slotted money. Well, in baseball, they're slotted too, but guess what? If he doesn't sign, so what? What have you lost? That's where an agent hurts a player. He needs to sign with the next, the All-Star break is what, 3.5 weeks away? Sign now. And then get himself into the minor league system and learn. And that's what you see. The springboard from Williamsport through the system has been great. The springboard for Pittsburgh. I'll tell you, the 2006 spikes here, okay, 9 major leaguers on that team. 9. But what's interesting about that is that the Cardinals won the World Championship last year, and 2 of the key contributors were Alan Craig and Jason Mott, who both were here in State College. Critical. And they were excellent players here in State College. There were 7 other teammates that made it to the majors. But what's interesting is Donovan Solano made it, but with the Miami Marlins. P.J. Walters was with the Cardinals, but now he's with the Twins. Adam Onavino, who was the first ever first-round choice to play in State College. He was the first-round pick of the Cardinals out of Northeastern. Looked like he had pretty good stuff here and then started working his way through the system. He eventually did pitch for the Cardinals and start for them. He's now with the Colorado Rockies. Luke Gregerson was in a trade. He's been really good with San Diego. One of those set-up guys that every team needs, and he's left-handed. David Carpenter was a catcher here. They converted him to a pitcher. He was in the Lance Berkman trade. He's now with Houston. Then they have Brendan Ryan. He was the first ever one to come out of here and make the majors. But he was on the 40-man roster with the Cardinals, actually. And he was just here in a rehab. But he made, you know, but he made it through the majors. He started for the Cardinals for a while, and then he eventually got dealt to Seattle. So even though you develop the players, they don't sometimes end up with you. Of those nine guys that made it from that first Spikes team in 2006, Mark Hamilton's been on the Memphis to St. Louis shuttle. Matt Adams, the Cardinals first baseman whom we had on the show from St. Louis on Friday, actually beat Hamilton out in the system at first base. But you look at that team, nine made it, but only two of them are with the Cardinals right now themselves. Jason Mott, Helen Craig. Which is interesting. Nine guys made it, but not all nine are with St. Louis. Only 22% of them are. Spread out all over the place. They're spread out all over the place. From Seattle to Colorado to San Diego to Houston, Miami. They're spread out everywhere now, those nine guys. I mean, look at all the different franchises they're with now. I just mentioned five other franchises besides St. Louis. So that tells you, in the minor leagues, where you're drafted, once you get started in your professional career, you can make an impact anywhere. And I can understand an agent holding out as far as they can, but at some point you hurt your client by holding them out and playing games. You want to get the clock started, because the sooner you get the clock started, the sooner you're going to be in the show, or at least the potential to be in the show, the sooner you get the clock started. And that's what these new draft rules are about. That's what the new draft rules are about. That's why you'll see a better quality of play in the opening 3 weeks of the New York Penn League season in Williamsport, and a better quality of play here in State College because of the new draft rules and more draft choices, signing fresh off strong collegiate seasons and getting here to this league, as opposed to having to wait maybe 3-4 weeks to get some guy signed and eventually in. And that's always an issue, taking time to sign guys and get them in here. That issue should go by the boards, and the quality of play in the New York Penn League could be the highest that we've seen in a while because of it. The next year's draft is a very deep draft. This was not a very deep draft. Next year's draft in the major leagues is much deeper. All right, we head to the bottom of the hour. Mark Lawrence is in today. That's right, I'm the Mark and Steve Jones, all in the same combination today. Mark Lawrence in the news, bottom of the hour as we continue at 1-800-795-9565. Purdy Insurance today. Our good friends at PurdyInsurance.com, located on Market Street, as we continue on WKOK after Mark in the news.
You're saying, where's Kevin? You're wondering if the recent Philly streak has caused him to go over the edge. Life in general has caused him to go over the edge. Simple as that. He's actually on vacation for the next 3 days. Today's show, the Monday edition, as always, brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury, and online at purdyinsurance.com. In the beautiful Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and our phone line at 1-800-795-9565 is sponsored by Lenape Solar. You can always go to lenapesolar.com. All right? So that's what we have. I want to hear from Philly fans and anybody. Doesn't really jump in. Talk about whatever you want here. We talked about the draft and about the minor league season, by the way, starting today. Especially with the cross-cutters starting today. They'll start at historic Bowman Field tonight. And that will be at 7:05. Then game two is tomorrow in State College at 7:05. Bill O'Brien will throw out the first pitch here. Then back to Williamsport, 7:05 on Wednesday. And then back here to State College on Thursday at 7:05 between the two clubs. We'll get to the NBA final in a moment. But before we get to that, we'll talk about a little bit about the U.S. Open. I find it interesting in listening to analysis of the U.S. Open, where they talk about how the course won and so forth. Well, the course did win, but at the U.S. Open, that is what's supposed to happen. But there is a person who wins the tournament. Webb Simpson, who's finished last year rather well. Right? He did. He had a strong finish to his year last year. Won a couple of tournaments. Good player. Very good player. Well, he won the U.S. Open. Now, why did he win the U.S. Open? He won the U.S. Open because he shot 68-68 in back-to-back rounds in the third and fourth round. Now I want to get to something about Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods, is Tiger Woods still a great player? Yes. He's won twice this year, including at the very tough Memorial in Dublin, Ohio at Jack's tournament. And he also won Arnie's tournament down at Bay Hill. He put himself, at least for a period of time, into the thick of what was going on at the Masters for a little bit, and was definitely in the thick of this, into the third round of this tournament. But this is a grueling, grinding tournament. This is not the Tiger Woods of 98 to 2008. We all know that. Everyone knows that except for ESPN Radio. Okay, everybody else seems to have a pretty good handle on it except ESPN Radio. Now, we know the television ratings are phenomenal for the tournament when he's in the thick of it. We know that. And he is the biggest name in golf, no question about it. I mean, there's no question he's the biggest name. Everybody knows he's the biggest name. And the ratings grow exponentially when he's playing and winning. There's no question about it. When he's playing and winning, the television ratings go up. The Memorial Tournament ratings were 137% higher than the year before. Why? Look who was in the thick of the tournament. After two rounds of the U.S. Open, he was in the thick of the tournament. And if you notice yesterday, there was a lot of commentary as we watched this about Jim Furyk and at 42, the window closing on him, and he knew it. The ability to win majors and win tournaments. And yesterday, you saw in the final three holes, fatigue get to Jim Furyk. A great player. Jim Furyk's had a great career. U.S. Open champ at Olympia Fields. 2010 Player of the Year. Got things rolling right here. He won the 1987 Pennsylvania State Golf Championship in 1987 on the Penn State Blue Course. So he's one of our own. And a great player. But they're talking at the age of 42... how his window of opportunity, and Furyk himself openly talked about how his window of opportunity to win a tournament like this was closing. Tiger Woods is 36 now. He's not 26 anymore or 30. He's just not. And he's also had surgeries. And especially he's had that major surgery on his knee. In a grinding, grueling tournament,
that starts to take its toll. And the U.S. Open is the definition of a grinding, grueling tournament. It is the definition of it. And Tiger Woods, it wasn't the opening six holes on Saturday that got him. He handled that pretty well. But you notice what finally got him? It was the end of the third round. The final five or six holes got him when, quote, fatigue would start to set in. And he is a marvelously conditioned athlete. But you can be a marvelously conditioned athlete and still not have enough in the tank because of previous injuries. And I'm wondering, and he would never admit this, that's just not his style, it's not what he does. But I'm wondering if fatigue set in for Tiger Woods. And part of that is because of that knee. Because you obviously need to have every part of your body work with that swing. He was one under through 36. And he actually was playing pretty well on Saturday. On a course where if you're just a half beat off, you pay dearly. And that's the problem. You know, half beat off. And when fatigue sets in, that's when you are a half beat off. And if you slightly miss there, it's a big miss. And it's something that nobody really talks about. But you have to wonder, because the next time he tries to win the U.S. Open, he won't be 36, he'll be 37. And here's another part. Jack Nicklaus said something interesting a few years ago. It was 1980. He won the U.S. Open and the PGA both in 1980, and then he won the Masters in 86. And he said that... I remember this distinctly. He said, I had to remind myself how to win on that stage. And there's going to get a point where Tiger Woods, because he is now 4 years removed from winning his last major, been a long time, or 3 years removed from winning his last major, where he's going to have to put himself in a position then remind himself how to win on that stage. He's not immune to it. He's not immune to it. Is he still a great player? Yes. When he is driving the ball accurately, when he is getting that ball nudged in there and he's putting well, he is a great player. Because very few players have his length on the golf course, and very few players have his creativity on the golf course. And he dials himself in. But don't think for a moment that Webb Simpson didn't win the tournament. You know, you'll read all these commentaries about how Olympic Club won because the winner was one over and blah, blah, blah. And he backed into it because other guys faltered down the stretch. You know what? They all played 72 holes. And named the only guy in the field that in the third round and the fourth round of the U.S. Open shot 68-68. There's only one guy in the field that shot 68-68 in the third and fourth rounds, respectively. It wasn't Jim Furyk. It wasn't Graham McDowell. It wasn't Ernie Els. It absolutely wasn't Phil Mickelson. It absolutely was not Tiger Woods. It was Webb Simpson. On a golf course that yielded very few rounds under par, and where the winner was one over, the guy that shot two under each day, Saturday and Sunday, won the tournament. When you shoot two under Saturday and shoot two under Sunday in the U.S. Open, when the winner is one over, you've won the tournament. people didn't hand it to you. And the course was tremendous. And yes, the course did what it was supposed to do. The course was supposed to be the anti-congressional. Rory McIlroy won last year at 16 under par. And there was a long list of players under par. The USGA does not like that. Expect Marion in Ardmore next year, and I will talk to Pete Kowalski, and we will get this show down to Marion and Ardmore next year for the U.S. Open. Expect Marion and Ardmore, run by Scott Nye, to be very much in the same boat. They will make sure that that course yields a winning score between 2 under and 2 over, somewhere in that range. They do not want the course to yield any more than that. They would prefer that. That's the way the USGA feels, that even par is an excellent score. Well, on this particular tournament this time around at Olympic, 1 over par was the excellent score. Webb Simpson won it because on this most difficult golf course, where the winner was 1 over, he shot 2 under on Saturday and he shot 2 under on Sunday. 68-68. You shoot 68 and 68 in the final two rounds of the U.S. Open, you deserve to win. You've earned it. You've been the best player out there because nobody else in that field shot 68-68. He won the golf tournament. He may have had to have fought his way back from 5 over through 2 rounds to win it, but he fought his way back. While others found the going progressively tougher and tougher, he found ways to shoot 2 under par rounds. 68-68. You shoot 68-68 at the U.S. Open, you've won it. They didn't hand it to you. And as for Tiger, the single most compelling figure in golf, without question, the one that draws more eyeballs to TV sets exponentially than anybody in the history of the game, can he still win a major? Absolutely, because he has the game to win it and the makeup to win it. But will, you know, so can he do it? Absolutely. Will he do it? I think he will. Will he get to 18 majors? No. No. I'd be surprised. I think he's fighting more things than just a golf swing here. And he is incredible, impeccable shape. But he's going to be 37 when he tries for this next year. It's another year of wear and tear on that knee. Thus the run of dominance, where the possibility he can win a major every year or maybe even 2 majors in a year. 1 year, of course, he won 3. That time has passed. Will he still be a great player? Yes, he'll still be a great player. Can he get 4 more majors in his career to tie Nicklaus? Maybe, but I doubt it. It's just hard to win. And I've tried to talk about that and point that out for such a long time to people. It's hard to win. That's why when I hear talk about he needs another Super Bowl to cement his legacy of what? Who set up a standard? Who set up the standard that winning 2 Super Bowls means you now have a legacy? You know how hard it is to win one? Show of hands out there. How many of you have Super Bowl rings? No? Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury, and online at purdyinsurance.com.
We're at the beautiful Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors K, routes 11 to 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and at 1-800-795-9565. Love to get those phone lines humming right now at 1-800-795-9565. It's powered by Lenape Solar. Visit them online at lenapesolar.com. Back with more of the Steve Jones Show on WKOK after this.
Homeowners and business owners, listen up. What if you can make an investment in something that will never lose its incredible value? Invest in the most abundant commodity there is, sunshine. Lenape Solar can show you how an investment in a photovoltaic or solar thermal energy system can pay you back through saving money and energy with a great rate of return. In fact, an investment in solar energy pays it forward to your great-grandchildren and to our planet's future. Lenape Solar is your trusted local source for solar energy and energy efficiency solutions. Experts in renewable energy legislation and incentives. Professional, certified installers. Take the path towards energy independence by investing in solar energy with Lenape Solar. This is Justin Charles, and I invite you to schedule your free energy consultation today by calling 570-286-1496, visiting Lenape Solar at 140 South 2nd Street in Sunbury, or find us online at lenapesolar.com.
Sunbury Motors Ford in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza is going green.
Not that kind of green.
Sunbury Motors has every new vehicle on the lot clearly marked with a green sales tag. Choose from over 25 2012 Ford Escapes that get up to 28 mpg, and they start at just $19,880. And the all-new 2013 Escape is in stock for immediate delivery. The 2012 Ford Fiesta gets up to 40 mpg and starts at $13,975. The 2012 Ford Focus also gets up to 40 miles per gallon, and they're on sale as low as $14,980. SMC has the most fuel-efficient full-size truck on the market, the Ford F-150. They get up to 23 mpg, and there's over 50 F-Series to choose from, as low as $24,989. Remember, every new vehicle from Sunbury Motors gets an extra set of tires. Hurry into SMC and save some green on the most fuel-efficient vehicles during the June Green Tag Sales Event. Sunbury Motor Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, proudly serving the Susquehanna Valley and the coal region since 1915.
Have you been staring at that old cell phone wondering how much you could get for it? Of course you have. So visit eBay's very own and very popular InstantSale.com. eBay makes it easy to find out what your unwanted electronic gear and gadgets are worth. Sell them for that price right on the spot and turn them into cash. So whether you have a cell phone, iPad, game system, camera, laptop, or any one of more than 4,000 items you're no longer using, just answer a couple of quick questions and instantly get an offer price to sell your item. They'll even send you a free prepaid shipping label. Now, actual prices paid may vary based on whether the condition of the item matches the description you provided, but that's it. You could earn hundreds of dollars with eBay's Instant Sale. If your item isn't working, that's okay too. InstantSale.com will either offer you cash for broken electronics or properly recycle items without a cash value. It's a no-brainer. Turn your unwanted electronics into cash. No hassle, no waiting. See InstantSale.com for complete details. That's InstantSale.com.
Greetings, Mark Lawrence from WKOK's On the Mark program. If you heard this morning's show, you heard Chris Schell, one of our frequent listeners, was in our studio. Tomorrow, it's Matt Russo, a professor of economics from Susquehanna University, on the Mark on WKOK.
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. You can hear us anywhere in the world at WKOK.com.
Great to have you with us Monday afternoon on WKOK. Steve Jones Show, today presented by Purdy Insurance. Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury, and online at purdyinsurance.com. We're at the beautiful Sunbury Motors Studio. It's great to have you with us. And our phone line at 1-800-795-9565 is powered by Lenape Solar. It's panic time in Phillyville. They have now hit June 18th, and the Blue Jays just swept them. There's good news and bad news. You're saying, what's the good news? Well, the good news is they didn't lose any ground in the race because the Yankees, who are scorching hot, took out the Nationals in three straight. And the Yankees are now starting to play not just good baseball, but spectacular baseball. There may not be at the moment a team playing better baseball than the Yankees. That includes the Dodgers. Croatia, Spain, scoreless, 51 minutes in. Italy leads Ireland 1-0 in the Euro Cup. Keeping you up to date on that. And, of course, Major League Baseball. It's all under the lights tonight.
Atlanta will be playing the Yankees in the Bronx. Cincinnati's at Cleveland. Baltimore will be at Citi Field against the Mets. Kansas City at Houston. Cubs on the south side against the White Sox. Toronto at Milwaukee. Seattle will be at Arizona. San Francisco and Anaheim against the Angels. Texas at San Diego. A limited schedule tonight. So, now for Philly fans, it is panic time. it's almost shocking the way this season's unfolded. I mean, it's really you can talk about the Ryan Howard, Chase Utley, and then weather combination, Cliff Lee first and then Roy Halladay, missing them. You can talk about that. But don't you think a team that has been to the playoffs as often as the Phillies have, champions in 8, World Series 9, LCS 10, LDS 11, don't you think there are enough other elements in the tank? That's what gets me, is that the people you thought would step up, Jimmy Rollins, prime example, have not. Just haven't. Now, the middle relief has been just a bastion of mediocrity. Middle relief has cost them a lot of games. But they don't have enough offense. They have excellent starters, but there's so much put on the starters to go out and pitch games deep. And it's not happening. I mean, they're getting some decent starts. It's not like they aren't getting starts that aren't decent. And Papelbon has done exactly what he's supposed to, but they're 31-37. And here's the crusher. They're actually above 500 on the road. They're only 12-19 at home in their own park. Now they have Colorado coming in, and Hamels goes tomorrow. I mean, the big part is they're actually fifth in the majors in batting average. But they're only 12th in slugging percentage. The pitching, I mean, they're 6th in quality starts. But when you're 16, when you're 6th in quality starts and your closer's Papelbon and you're 16th in ERA, your middle relief is killing you. But your middle relief would not kill you if you had a team that was better in the clutch. And the Phillies are not better in the clutch. And certain guys in this ball club need to start playing. And Jimmy Rollins is one of them.
Your station for news, weather, business, and Fox Sports Radio is News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.